The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing on this wonderful solstice day of December 21st, 2020. It is 2 minutes past the 3 o'clock hour, and my name is Becky. I'm always pleased to bring you the Daily Briefing, your place to get updates and information and resources related to the pandemic. Remember that state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and the state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. Lots of people are having questions now that the vaccines are out of. When can I get my vaccine? Is the vaccine safe? Those are great questions to direct to the state's coronavirus Q&A line. It's, again, 1-800-525-0127. You can also text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and chat with someone in any language with your questions. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online for links to lots of resources. There's a number of mental wellness support phone lines and text services that are available to us right now. For instance, the Washington Listens support line is available for managing stress and getting referrals in our area. That number is 1-833-681-0211. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255 for those that are in more acute crisis. There's also the Crisis Text Line that provides confidential text access from anywhere in the U.S. to a trained crisis counselor. All you got to do is text the word HEAL, that's H-E-A-L, to 741-741. Teenagers can call or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546. And individuals struggling with substance use or addiction issues can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline at 366-789-1511. Now, if you missed any of those numbers, if it went by a little bit too quick, don't worry. You can always go to daily.ktqa.org, where all of our daily briefings and updates are available to listen to and to read. Moving on to today's state-level information. Just before going to air, the governor issued a proclamation requiring any travelers coming to Washington from the United Kingdom or South Africa to quarantine for 14 days upon arrival in Washington. Exceptions are made for flight crews. The governor emphasized that the quarantine is a legal requirement, while getting tested is a recommendation. Travelers expecting to fly between the United Kingdom and SeaTac are additionally advised to check with their airlines, as several carriers have canceled flights in light of a new coronavirus variant. This new strain of COVID-19 is observed to spread much more easily than the one circulating right now in the U.S., but medical experts state that there is no evidence that this new variant of coronavirus is more deadly or that it is resistant in any way to the two vaccines currently approved for emergency use in the United States. The governor also reiterated the importance of avoiding any indoor holiday gatherings with any travelers or anyone, and that's to mitigate any potential surge in viral transmission. He did remark that Santa is expected to be safe entering homes for brief periods of time via chimneys. The Washington State Department of Health is no longer updating COVID-19 case numbers and deaths on Sundays. Monday updates to the department's online dashboard will include the case and hospitalization counts from Sundays. At this current time, negative test result data from November 21st of this year through today are currently incomplete, as are positive test results from December 18th, and that's just due to volume and processing delays. The department advises that case numbers should be interpreted with caution, but that the epidemiologic curves tab in the online dashboard at doh.wa.gov is the most accurate and up-to-date data of COVID activity in our state. Right now, the epidemiologic curve shows a four-fold increase in confirmed COVID-19 cases in the last 3 months in Washington. Additionally, the state health department stopped reporting COVID-19-related death information until final death certificates are issued and received by the department, which means that there was a temporary decrease in the total COVID-19 death count that occurred last Friday, but the department expects that these numbers will be added back over time as they receive those updated official certificates. Washington State Ferries officials are requesting that individuals only use ferries for essential travel over the holidays, and they warn that there are delays and sailing schedule changes which are probable as a result of fluctuations in crew availability due to the pandemic. Lengthy wait times are possible for people who must drive a vehicle onto any vessel over the holidays, and to reduce or eliminate waiting, riders are advised to consider taking an early morning or late evening sailing. Reduced occupancy in terminals and on sailings for walk-on passengers will be enforced by ferry officials. Our state is expected to receive some of the 128,000 doses of the newly approved Moderna coronavirus vaccine later this week. The FDA granted emergency use authorization to the vaccine on Friday, and an independent workgroup of vaccine specialists from California, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington gave their approval yesterday. In most places in Washington, individuals who are eligible to receive the vaccine right now include healthcare workers, first responders who treat patients with COVID-19, and older adults who live in congregate care settings like nursing homes and assisted livings. Washington's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices will be making further recommendations this week on distributing vaccine to the next priority groups. These include, or are expected to include, critical workers at high risk of exposure to COVID-19 at work, people with multiple high-risk health conditions, and people older than 65. Vaccination for those individuals is expected to begin in late January when more doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines become available. The federal government estimates that the national supply will be adequate to begin widespread vaccination of the general public by the second quarter of 2021. And in the meantime, local, state, federal, and, well, international health authorities emphasize the importance of wearing masks, staying 6 feet from others, staying home if you're sick, getting tested if you've got symptoms, and keeping gatherings very small, and washing your hands often. As I mentioned last week, BloodWorks Northwest will be testing all blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies from now through the end of the month. Anyone who gives blood will get results that indicate whether their immune system has produced antibodies to the coronavirus, regardless of whether the donor ever showed symptoms or felt sick. If antibodies are present, it means that you were likely exposed to the virus and that your blood products might be able to help critically ill coronavirus patients, in addition to any patients needing blood supplies or blood donations for any other reasons. Prospective donors can book an appointment online at bloodworksnw.org. You can also call 1-800-398-7888 to book an appointment to donate blood products. And finally, for our state-level news today, the governor has delayed the implementation of a statewide law that would have prohibited retailers from issuing single-use plastic bags on January 1st. The pandemic has made it more difficult to procure alternate bags due to increased demand for paper bags and thicker reusable plastic bags because of this increased demand during takeout and groceries and deliveries, and because some bag manufacturers transition their facilities to manufacture hospital gowns and other personal protective equipment. This order lasts through January 31st of next year. That's 2021. We can expect a possible renewal. For our regional news today, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 126 new COVID-19 cases today. That's Monday. There were 187 reported on Sunday and 295 cases reported for Pierce County on Saturday. There are an estimated 8,553 active confirmed COVID-19 cases in the county right now. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 360. And the 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 520. Now, for reference, community spread of COVID-19 is said to be under control when that figure is below 25 per 100,000 residents. Right now, we're sitting at a large, fat 520 cases per 100,000 residents. So there is definitely very active transmission of COVID-19 in Pierce County at this time. And our Tacoma updates for today. The Tacoma Public Schools plans to begin bringing students back to school for in-person instruction in phases, starting with kindergarten students beginning on Tuesday, January 19th, for 2 days per week, either Monday and Tuesday or Thursday, Friday, and that's in groups of up to 15 students. On school days, when students do not attend school in person, they will have assignments from their teacher to work on independently from home. Students who receive special education services at all grade levels and who have been attending school in person in groups of five or fewer so far will continue to attend school in groups, but up to 15 students per group. The district has reportedly started exploring ways to bring back middle school and high school students living through housing displacement or homelessness, along with others furthest from educational justice, in small groups of up to 15 students, as recommended by the new state guidelines. Beginning on Monday, January 25th, preschool students will attend school 2 days per week in groups of up to 15. And beginning February 1st, kindergarten students would shift to 4 school days per week, but only if COVID-19 case counts in Pierce County drop below 350 cases per 100,000 residents per 14 days. And remember, right now we're sitting at 520. So in order to have kids going to school more often and being able to interact, we got to get our coronavirus transmission case rates down. To continue bringing, Monday on February 8th, first and second graders would return to school 2 days per week, either Mondays and Tuesdays or Thursdays and Fridays in groups of up to 15. And kindergarten and preschool would continue previous with 4 days a week. And the superintendent plans another update for the community during the first week in January regarding upper grade levels, and notes that for middle school and high schoolers in general to resume any kind of in-person schooling, they are looking for the case rates to drop below 350 per 100,000 residents over 2 week periods of time. More information is available, of course, at tacomaschools.org. As always, there's lots of free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. King County listeners, you can go to kingcounty.gov, but remember that King County is not allowing individuals to book free COVID-19 tests many days in advance, and that's really in order to discourage any would-be holiday travelers and to prioritize testing for those who have been exposed or those who are experiencing symptoms. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department webpage at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week's remaining mobile testing events include, we have tomorrow, Tuesday, December 22nd, there will be testing offered at PLU, that's Pacific Lutheran University down in Parkland, as well as at Spanaway Elementary School. On Wednesday, December 23rd, there will be testing at the Key Peninsula Long Branch Improvement Club and at the Tacoma Musical Playhouse and at the Lakewood State Emissions Inspection Station. For any of those Tacoma Pierce County Health Department tests, there's no ID that's required. Tests are free. They're open to anyone. And most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. But do check tpchd.org for the specific times, because some of them run a little bit later than that. Results are available within 3 to 7 days. Remember that 7 days, it sounds really like a long wait. That's due to some labs having processing delays due to sheer volume. And if you've been exposed to COVID-19 or you're experiencing symptoms, you're supposed to quarantine anyway for those days until you get a negative COVID test. As a bonus, some COVID test sites are also doing free adult flu shots too. Flu shots are encouraged for everyone who is able to receive them. That's to prevent any severe cases of influenza and give a little bit of relief to us as individuals and to our healthcare systems. There's a new program that even arranges for a test to be delivered to you if you've got mobility issues or other troubles getting to a in-person test site. You got to go online to scanpublichealth.org and get more info there on getting a coronavirus test delivered or mailed to you that you can do at home and self-administer at home and then deliver back for processing. Additionally, Cheney Stadium is partnering with Discovery Health to offer COVID-19 testing Tuesdays through Saturdays. That testing will run 10 a.m. through 6 p.m., and that will be essentially for the next 2 months. They expect that program to run through February 28th. The site will be closed for holidays on December 24th, 25th, and 31st, as well as New Year's Day. Individuals looking to get tested at Cheney Stadium are asked to pre-register online at testdirectly.com, and those with health insurance are asked to enter their information during registration as well as bring it with them to the test site. But remember, if you are looking for free testing locations where no ID is required, no insurance is required, you can always go to tpchd.org/COVID test. And now, as is usual or has been usual on Mondays, I'm very pleased to bring our Reporte Semanal de COVID, brought to you through the joint efforts of VT Radio Universal, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, and Latinx en Acción. So without further ado, here is our Reporte Semanal de COVID in Spanish.
El siguiente programa es una producción de VT Radio Universal para Radio Escuchas de KTQA. 95.3 Low Power FM.
Latinx en Acción, con información del Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, tiene el gusto de llevar hasta usted nuestro reporte semanal COVID-19. Saquemos papel y lápiz y pongamos mucha atención.
¿Cómo están? Bienvenidos y sean todos y todas a este breve reporte informativo. Y hasta aquí Carlos Ortiz, quien representa, trabaja para el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma Pierce County. Recuerden que estos informativos también son una cortesía del esfuerzo de Latinx en Acción. Y bueno, pues gracias a todos ustedes por estar aquí acompañándonos. Carlos, adelante con la información, por favor.
Gracias, lo aprecio. Aquí Carlos Ortiz con el Departamento de Salud del Tacoma Pierce County, aquí dándole su reporte breve.
Vamos corriendo a tpchd.org/español para aquellos que hablamos este preciosísimo idioma y para aquellos que están también practicando su español, ¿no? Con estos reportes, bueno, pues vamos a tpchd.org. Ahí pueden navegar, ¿no? En diferentes idiomas.
Excelente. Entonces aquí vamos a Translate en medio de la página arriba. Uh-huh. Y vamos a Español o Spanish para que traduzca la página en español.
Claro.
Luego de ahí vamos a Gente Sana y casos de condado de Pierce. Tenemos 194 casos confirmados ayer de COVID-19. Y en total ahora estamos más de 21,000. Entonces tenemos 21,254 casos confirmados desde marzo.
Sí.
Buena noticia es que no falleció nadie ayer. Entonces aquí para dar un poquito de contexto, tenemos aquí los números de King County, de Pierce County, Spokane, Snohomish y Yakima. Entonces en King County ha bajado, entonces hay más de 54,000 casos en el condado de Pierce, o de King, perdón, uh-huh. Y en el condado de Pierce tenemos un poquito más de 23,000, y luego aquí podemos ver cuántas personas han fallecido. Obviamente hay más gente en King County, pero sí hemos subido aquí en el condado de Pierce. Hay una cosa que es bien importante tener en mente, ¿verdad? Es aunque te esté la vacuna, que es muy buena noticia, ¿verdad? Uh-huh. Todavía tenemos tenemos que seguir, ¿verdad? Porque todavía no estamos ahí donde la mayoría de gente tiene que tener la vacuna, ¿verdad? Para que podamos parar, ¿verdad? La transmisión del coronavirus. Entonces, todavía siguen las restricciones y también las recomendaciones, ¿verdad? Del estado de Washington. Entonces, mantener esa distancia de 6 pies, lavándose las manos, quedarse en casa lo más posible, y luego si se tiene que salir, utilizar las máscaras, ¿verdad? Y luego ya que vienen aquí, que viene Navidad, también estar seguro que se disfruten en su casa, ¿verdad? Y tratar de no viajar, ¿verdad? Y si es si es necesario de viajar, entonces uh-huh. tomarse su examen, ¿verdad? Que es gratis aquí en el condado de Pierce, damos así la prueba para COVID-19. Eso es lo que de verdad nos va a ayudar, ¿verdad? Entonces, claro, sí. Esos son los números por ahorita, ¿verdad? Pero le seguimos el esfuerzo. Gracias por el trabajo que ustedes hacen, que Latinx en Acción también, el trabajo que hacen ellos o ustedes, ¿verdad? Y luego aquí, cada persona, ¿verdad? Tenemos la responsabilidad y tenemos el poder, ¿verdad? De combatir y terminar esta pandemia.
Bueno, pues a todos aquellos que estuvieron poniendo atención en este reporte, recuerden que también tenemos un reporte más extenso que ponemos al aire todos los días, 2 veces al día, uno en la mañana, uno en la tarde. Sigan nuestra programación, por favor. Y también, pues, saludos a todos aquellos que lo están escuchando a través de la KTQA 95.3 FM aquí en la ciudad de Tacoma. Saludos a nuestros partners en esa estación. Muchísimas gracias por lo que están haciendo por nuestra comunidad Latinx, ya que pues ellos son predominantemente una estación que con contenido en inglés, pero están ya abriendo segmentos en español para que nuestra comunidad se pueda enterar a través de la frecuencia modulada. Así que gracias, Carlos, por este breve reporte y nos vemos, nos escuchamos la semana que viene. ¿Qué te parece?
Gracias, definitivamente gracias a ustedes, todo el trabajo que hacen. Aquí Carlos Ortiz, su campeón con el Departamento de Salud aquí en Pierce County, Tacoma.
Este mensaje fue traído a ustedes por una cortesía de Latinx en Acción, en coordinación con el Departamento de Salud de Tacoma, Pierce County y KTQA, la Power FM 95.3.
You've been listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. In addition to the Reporte Semanal de COVID brought to you by the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department and Latinx en Acción, remember you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line and 211 for statewide community resources and referral services, including food and nutrition resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. If you missed any part of the daily briefing or the Reporte Semanal, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. You can catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays, as well as the full version on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday. Stay safe!
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.
I just heard that KTQA's volunteers are building out a broadcast studio right in the heart of Hilltop. That can't be easy or cheap. That's why I kicked a few dollars their way at ktqa.org/donate. After all, once KTQA gets enough funding, they can start adding so much more music variety to their lineup and give the people of Tacoma the chance to participate in actually creating programs that truly entertain and represent us, and not what some corporation thinks. Go to ktqa.org/donate to support community radio by making your gift today.